Now, I'm joined in the studio by photographer Gary Atkinson, whose portrait exhibition, Rods, Roots and Rhubarb, is currently showing throughout Essex, and it's throughout October and November at various locations. So, very good morning.
Good morning. Lovely to be here.
We started off the day very well as I opened the door and said good morning to Stuart.
Yes. Got a bit wrong there.
There we go. Got a fantastic exhibition. I've had a look at your work this morning. They are stunning pictures. First of all, let's talk about the Brentwood Library.
Yes, so my exhibition is called Rods, Roots and Rhubarb. And the purpose of the photographic project was to provoke a conversation about the challenges of allotment holders in the 21st century. I wanted it to pose a question of why people have allotments now, because it's not just for growing fresh food, but also provides a sense of community, exercise, fresh air. It aids mental well-being, which is a very hot topic at the moment. Yeah. In the media as well as the government. I think when you look around Brentwood at the moment, so you see all the flats being built. In the future, there will be definitely more need for allotments, and all these people that haven't got gardens, they will need their green space. It was a fantastic project. If anybody is actually going down there, all the photos at the display were all been taken on black and white film. I shot them all on an old medium format camera. And
so this means it's not digital. This is like old style with proper film that you have to take out and then process.
Yes, I limited myself to only 1.5 rolls. So it's not, with a medium format camera, that's only 10 rolls or 10 frames per roll. So yeah. 15 frames per person, so I had to be more precise and accurate with my exposure and focusing and everything else. So the great thing is I get it processed by a professional lab, and I get a contact sheet made up, and straight away I look at the contact sheet. Once I've seen the contact sheet, I choose my favourite photo of that, and I'll get it processed and printed up from there.
Wow, so this is like proper old school pictures, isn't it? And with a bit of style and class, because people just point and snap at stuff now.
It's a little bit different. I you know, when I first studied photography, it was only film. So it was no digital. It was a thing of the future. So, the great thing about to go back to film is that you have to be a little bit more careful. With digital, you can take hundreds of photos and then spend hours and hours editing on a computer. With film, that's the great thing about it, is I've limited myself to a minimum amount of frames, and then once I've got it processed, I don't have to go back to the computer at all.
And you get contact sheets, as I remember those. My friend used to have a photographic studio, and then you got your light box, and then you got this special little thing you'd look through, and you go onto the light box with your eye through a magnifier,
yes,
and then you look at all the pictures, and then you got like a white crayon, and you cross through the ones that you didn't want and put circles around the ones that you liked.
Yes, that was great to go back to that way, really.
Yeah.
And I think it's just the idea of stopping the endless amount of hours in front of a computer. When I shoot now, when I do commercial work, it's all digital. I spend such a great time afterwards editing my work, probably more time in front of the computer than I am behind the camera, which is really disappointing. The great thing about films, I said, you're out there, you're taking the photos, and then it's the anticipation as well of waiting for that film to come back and see what you actually have captured on there, you know, by taking the portraits.
Now, you've been in photography for 20 years, as you were saying. With these pictures, you were saying about the weather, so they weren't all shot on the same day.
No. To start the project, they all had to be shot on a bright overcast day. This is perfect weather for outdoor portraiture. And I never sort of pre-arranged with the allotment holders when their photo was going to be taken, because I didn't want them to dress up for the occasion.
Looking very posh, you've got makeup on.
That's right, I didn't want anything like that at all. Yeah. So I wanted it very natural. I wanted how they would normally be over the allotment. And my approach would be that I would walk around the allotment and talk to them, engage in conversation with them. And then towards the end, I'd ask them if they wouldn't mind having their portrait taken. And the great thing about it was that the majority of them knew about the project, and they agreed. And that's another thing about shooting on film. I'd set up in one position. I would communicate with them and talk to them, and if you look at the photos, you can see this rapport going between me and the allotment holder. Mm. That's why they look so natural.
to get a subject to actually relax, a bit like being on the radio, but to get a subject to relax when you're taking a picture is the skill of the photographer to get the best out of somebody. It's one of, I think one of the guys has got a very white t-shirt on for gardening, I believe, and jeans, but it could be from the 1930s. So a couple of the pictures have got that kind of look about them.
Yes, I would say I'm a people watcher. Mm. So I always watch people, what they're doing. The guy you're talking about on the white t-shirt, I've got a two over there. There's one over there I used to talk to, and every time I used to talk to him, he used to roll up a cigarette. So I thought, that's a position I really wanted him to do. And there's other people over there that have got a favourite, maybe fork or a piece of garden equipment. I brought that in for the photo as well.
Mm.
The great thing as well, when you look at the photos, there's a mixed range of people. There's young families over there. You've got like a photo there with Anthony and Sophia.
Yeah.
Sophia's his daughter, and she's in the wheelbarrow.
Yes.
And she's usually over there with her older brother, and they're running about, all the freedom. It's like the 1970s. Mm. They're looking at the snails and the worms and the frogs. Then you've got the other extreme where you've got the older generation who are retired. Now, some of these people have been there for 45, 47 years. It's incredible the amount of information they know about the allotment. And when I first went there, they were the first point of call. They, you know, I'd go there and talk to them because the vast amount of knowledge they know is just incredible.
Now, if you want to see the pictures, because they are going to be going all over Essex, but at the moment, as we said, they are at the Brentwood Library, but you do have some other dates. So what dates are they at the Brentwood Library?
So they're at the Brentwood Library to the end of October. Then they're moving to Chelmsford Library for the whole of November. Then they will be coming back to Shenfield Library. They will be there till about December and most of January. But if anybody wants a quick preview, they can go to my website, which is travelphotos.biz. If they go to the information page there, they can view a sample of the work, and if they like them, they can go back down to the library and have a look at all of them. There's 22 portraits down there.
Now, did any of the people get to have the copies of the pictures?
Yes, what I did is, the great thing is that I went down and set up the first week in October, and on the Friday I had an open evening, and I invited all the allotment holders to come down and have a look at their work.
Yeah.
And it was really overwhelming. They all came down, and they wasn't just interested in their own portrait. They were interested in all 22.
Yeah.
As a thank you for them, I made them a print up so they could walk away with a print at the end of the day.
Oh, that's really lovely. And as I said, you need to see the pictures. You've really captured the essence of people. Brilliant. Wasn't that bad, was it? Do you feel relaxed now?
I feel a little bit better now.
Will you do any more radio, do you think?
You've twisted my arm.
There we go.